May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen! Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia! Alleluia! Christ is risen! Alleluia! Christ is risen indeed. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. And Mary has seen him. She has followed Jesus and heard his teaching. She has observed his care for the poor and the marginalized. She has experienced deeply his love and his forgiveness. She has known his healing. She has stood in pain at the foot of the cross and witnessed his dying breath. So she goes to the tomb. But Jesus is not there. In fear and in terrible sadness, Mary turns from the tomb and sees the gardener. She is desperate. She pleads for news of where her loved one might be buried. But when the gardener speaks, that voice, Mary, her tears stop, her head clears. It's him. It's Jesus. And in that moment, Mary knows Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. He is alive. It is not an event of the past. It's not all behind her. It's not all over. The teaching, the care, the forgiveness, the miracles performed, the people healed, strangers welcomed, loaves multiplied, feet washed, love shared. It's not over. It's not all done. Her Lord, her teacher, her beloved friend is living, alive, now. And so it is for us. That is why we profess not Christ has risen, not Christ did rise, but Christ is risen. Because he is alive. Now. Here. This is at the center of what Easter means, that Jesus lives. I know that Jesus lives. I have seen him, and I've heard him. I have experienced that same presence that Mary knew. I have seen him not among the dead in the tomb, but among the living. And it's not a hallucination, don't worry. But it's not a distant voice or a vague feeling either. I know that Jesus lives. Like Mary, I have encountered him. And like Mary, I don't always recognize him at first. I have seen him in the dimpled hands and sleeping face of my baby boy as we sang Silent Night right here together on Christmas Eve. And I've seen him in the faces of children separated from their mothers at our nation's border. I've seen him in the faces of those gathered in our social hall downstairs to support one another in celebrating one day, one week, one year of sobriety. I heard him on Friday night in many voices as the members of our congregation showed up to read out loud again that strange and terrible sad story of how he died. I saw him at work yesterday morning in the hands of our altar guild, so lovingly tending to our sanctuary to prepare it for today. And I saw him at work yesterday afternoon in an elderly woman and her family gathered around a kitchen table to share Holy Communion and what is almost certainly their last Easter together. I have seen him in the people of our community for whom the Hicksville train station is home, though I admit I often recognize him too late to give the food, the water, the clothing that he commands us to give. I have seen his powerful love at work through well-known self-sacrificing leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. and Nelson Mandela and Dorothy Day, and in less well-known leaders too, like the former pastor of the little rural church I grew up in Ohio. I have seen his wounds in the hurt of transgender teens at Trinity Place Shelter, that shelter we support at Christmas time each year, teens who have been shunned and abandoned by their families. And I've seen his glory when the kids arrive through those doors on the last day of Vacation Bible School every August, when they come in and they feel so comfortable that you'd think they own the place. I see him now, here, in us. Because when we are gathered together, we are the body of Christ. I know that Jesus is alive because I have seen him among the living. As the Gospel of Luke puts it in that Easter story, why would you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not a figure of the past. Jesus is not some promise that we wait for when we die. Jesus lives. Where have you seen the living Jesus? Is it obvious? Or have you ever come across the gardener and wondered where he came from? This is at the center of what Easter means, that Jesus lives. It's not a fact, it's something far deeper than that. It is truth with a capital T. It is a truth to which Christians down through the ages for over 2,000 years can testify to. Jesus continues to be in our world, continues to operate in our world. The presence that his followers knew 2,000 years ago continues to be known by people today. Jesus is not merely some nice teacher from long ago. He's not someone who simply defied the laws of nature and physics and came back to life in the first century. And Jesus isn't merely some happy promise for when we die. Jesus is the power of our present moment. That is why we don't wait for the kingdom that he ushers in to take hold at some future time. It begins now. And we are a part of it. Because we are an Easter people, as we confessed at the beginning today. We are an Easter people raised up for the sake of the world. Because we have encountered the living Jesus, we are alive too, powerfully alive. We are alive and we participate with Jesus in the coming of God's kingdom. We will see in all the stories of our Easter season that as an Easter people, we speak up and we share our own questions and doubts. We forgive others as we have been forgiven. We serve. We cross boundaries to reach out to one another, even when it's uncomfortable. We lead courageously, and above all, we love, 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 love one another. And each time we do that, we live with Jesus into this new reality that he has brought about. Each time we do, we reveal his living presence to someone else. Each time we do, we are a part of the goodness of eternal life already. It starts now. Alleluia! Christ is risen! Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. And he is risen in you, each of you, my Easter people. Now get out there and live. Thanks be to God. Amen.